Hi, this is Julie Christensen with APSE. We're excited to launch the APSE Employment First, Employment for All podcast as a new way to connect with you. This podcast is a way to provide updates, real-time advocacy alerts, and information related to all things Employment First. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
Afternoon, depending on when you're listening. Welcome to another episode from National APSE, introducing our newly appointed board members. So today, I'm lucky to have Cindy Burns with me. We were just talking about how she lives in Savannah, but I'm going to actually let her introduce herself and let her talk a little bit about her background. So Cindy, thanks for being with us. Do you mind introducing yourself and kind of letting people know what you do?
Absolutely. And thank you, Erica, for having me. And I'm so excited to be part of the APSE board. I got started in the disability movement as a young person. My mother was a foster parent, and she ended up adopting people with significant disabilities during the time of the institutions being closed down. And so about 15 years old, I was introduced to really my first person with a disability. So I kind of grew up in the whole disability world, more of a sibling family member. And so fast forward 45 years, I'm sharing my age a little bit, I now have the opportunity to travel and to really see the difference that the world has made because of places like APSE and people that are really promoting the abilities of people with disabilities, because I now work for Project Search National. And so in working with Project Search National, I'm able to go around and start programs for individuals that possibly even could have been in institutions way back in the 80s and 90s when they were being closed down, because, you know, people now, it's just come so far. And so that's really my passion now, is to really be able to see a difference that one person can make by just giving opportunities. And I think that's what APSE stands for. It's just everybody has the right to work.
Absolutely. And it's nice to have your perspective that you feel like it's come so far. Sometimes I think we get stuck in, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, perhaps, or just feeling kind of discouraged. So it's nice that you have that perspective. And I'm thinking, with your Project Search experience, it's nice to actually see that up close and personal. So,
yes, I spent several years, my first job outside of high school, and my first job working with individuals with disabilities was in the classroom. And so that's where I started. And so, and then I went from there, and that's when classrooms were still very much segregated. We were on the back of the hallways, and then switching to, after being in the classroom, I went to work for vocational rehabilitation services, and we really started doing employment. That's when the big Rehab Act happened. And so it's been kind of cool to watch, from being in a segregated classroom to community-based instruction to working at VR and helping people get jobs as baggers and table wipers and lobby lot attendants and stuff. And now to see the same individuals that I would have worked with through all of this, to now be able to work making probably more money than when I worked for a CRP than some of the staff that I hired. And so it's really been such a gift to work with some of the exact same individuals through that whole process.
No, that's great. That is definitely a wonderful perspective. Cindy, were you a teacher when you worked in the schools?
No, I was actually a paraprofessional at the time. It was my first step, and my mom helped me get a job there. And they were like, "Really, Cindy, are you sure this is what you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I might as well just give it a shot," as a very naive 20-year-old. I said, "Well, might as well give it a shot." And so then I was able to kind of go through the, you know, kind of climb through it over the last 35, 40 years.
No, I think that's great. My mom was a paraprofessional too, and I used to be a special education teacher, so I had a lot of paraprofessionals, teaching assistants, you know, depending on the term used. And my goodness, they just made my life a lot easier and really made an impact on the students that they worked with. So that's great. So I'm curious, have you been involved with APSE at a state level or in other capacities in the past?
Yes, I am still active on my local board here in Georgia. I started just by attending conferences, and then as time went on, I got active with the board. And then I realized that I wanted even more, and a co-board member suggested that I run and nominated me actually for the national board, because I really do feel like we are so much better together, right? And I know that's a very cliche right now, but we need to kind of stand as one voice. And I think that's what APSE really does, is it not only trains, but, you know, the legislation movements and all, and one is strong, but, you know, you hear often, and two is stronger, but with three, you can't be broken, right? And so I love that with APSE, we can come together as an individual, but also as a national voice for people with disabilities.
I would absolutely agree with that. And I feel like just having people with kind of like mindsets or common mm-hmm. goals, even if it's not exactly the same as yours, makes a huge difference in terms of pulling together. So how long have you been with the Georgia state chapter?
Well, over 20 years off and on. Different roles in my last job. I left my last job after 25 years to join Project Search National. And so I was on the board or involved in Georgia APSE that whole time. But on the board level, again, I'd had different seasons where I was able to be more active depending on the position I had.
No, I think that's perfect. And I think that means that more people are having opportunities to be on the board, and just, you know, what fits at that time sounds great. I know that, gosh, it's been a very busy time for everybody, you know, across our country, but I'm curious if there's any goals or just things that you're hoping to accomplish with National APSE over the next 3 years, which, you know, I'm glad that people have a longer than 1 year to be with us, because, you know, it takes a while to get things in motion. And as you probably know, things change all the time. So just curious if there's any goals that you have.
Yes, I do. Probably the number one is membership and awareness. I don't think that people realize the impact that being part of something bigger than yourself. I think we work in silos so often, and I want to go back to something that I think is so strong about Project Search, and it's the fact that you partner with other people, even if you don't, like what you mentioned a while ago, that you don't agree with, that you have one common goal. And so what we come through with the lens, like the schools come together, and vocational rehabilitation and CRPs and people with disabilities, they all come together for one solid mission. And what I'd like to see with our membership is to do the same thing. Anybody interested in employment for people with disabilities should be part of it and have a voice, coming at it at a different lens so we can be stronger, because I can learn so much from people that may not have my same background. I don't know what it's like to have a disability. I don't know what it's like to have the expectations that the school puts on me. But what I do know is that people with individuals with intellectual disabilities, or a person with a disability, that was my history, was intellectual. People with disabilities should have the opportunity to work if that is their desire. And so if you have people all, if we always agree on everything, are we going to grow? But I think that people that are not always coming at it with the same lens have so much to offer if we listen. And so that would be my goal, is membership. And of course, training is very important, because I think that some of the old ways from when I started with job development have changed a lot. And that's my heartbeat, and really getting some good training going for people that may be new in the field, or maybe have been in the field for a while and are doing some outdated practices, and doing, you know, best practices with them.
Oh, that sounds great. So I know that you are the Southeast Regional Delegate. Do you mind just sharing what states you'll be working with?
Well, there may be some changes. But currently, I'm working with Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. So those are my current states. But we are, I think that you have to look at things annually and say, okay, so how can I best serve? And so I think that we're going to look at that and see if there's a way that we can use my gifts and talents a little bit better for my geographical area.
Just in case folks were looking to connect with you right now, but like you said, even if it does change in the next few months, I'm sure you would be able to direct folks to who the regional delegate is.
Absolutely. And I always enjoy a new conversation. So I would love for them to reach out to me and I can help make that connection.
Thanks. So before we hop off today, I usually ask all of the folks that are new to the board and other guests if there's any fun facts you would like to share about yourself.
Well, right now, as I look at my computer screen, I see three beautiful faces. And so my number one joy in life is being a yaya. And so I would say that the fun fact is I'm not Greek, but I am a yaya to the core, and that's just the Greek word for grandma. So I love adventure. I love being a young grandparent so we can go on adventures and travel. And so I would say that that would be, right now, as I look in the face, I can't think of really anything else.
That's great. And do you have three grandchildren?
I do. I do. I have a five-year-old, she's turning a 10-year-old granddaughter that's going to be turning 10 in about a month, and then a 12-year-old grandson.
Wow. And do they live close by?
No. Well, one lives in Macon and two of them live in Alabama. So close enough for a weekend trip.
That's good. Yeah.
Yes. No, and they share my heart for adventure. So we like to go on yaya adventures.
That's great. And I know many folks that call their nanas or grandmas yaya here as well.
Oh, so, good.
You are not alone. Yeah. Well, thanks for being with us. And if there's anything, any parting words you would like to share?
Well, thank you, Erica. And again, I just would encourage people to really don't just attend APSE events, but really get involved because you can make a difference. And again, that's not to be cliche. I just think that we need to work together to really allow individuals that we're serving the opportunities that we were all given.
That's great. I just want to thank our listeners for joining us today and welcoming Cindy to the board. And I know that I'm excited to work with you moving forward.